USC law professor Jody Armour, Black Lives Matter highway protests caused by festering wounds. By Tom Sikata on May 29, 2020. University of Southern California Law School professor Jody Armour recently defended a highway protest by Black Lives Matter activists in Los Angeles. On Wednesday, hundreds of protesters blocked traffic on the 101 freeway to bring attention to the death of George Floyd. According to Armour, the protest shows the festering wounds that haven't actually healed over time here in LA. According to a local news report, USC Law School professor Jody Armour explained this week why he believes Black Lives Matter protesters decided to block traffic on a Los Angeles freeway. Breitbart News reported this week that rioters looted downtown Minneapolis in response to the death of George Floyd, who was killed after a police officer pressed his knee onto Floyd's neck. During the riots, looters stole items from downtown stores and set buildings ablaze. On Wednesday, Black Lives Matter protesters blocked traffic on the 101 freeway in Los Angeles. Professor Jody Armour said that the freeway protesters were responding to festering wounds that were torn by Floyd's death. Martin Luther King said that a riot is the language of the oppressed, and you might also say the desperate and forlorn. We have festering wounds that haven't actually healed over time here in LA, and so when we see something happen in another city like Minneapolis or New York, it can tear at that scab, Armour said. We have a number of police brutality cases in LA that have not been resolved to the satisfaction of Black Angelenos and more generally Angelenos of all races. The Black community just realizes that it is bearing the brunt of a lot of pain and suffering in America right now. You're already under a lot of stress. You're already disproportionately suffering, and now you're reminded of a lot of wounds that haven't healed yet, Armour added. In 2015, Black Lives Matter protesters blocked traffic on four lanes of California's Highway 1.